chronic inflammation, the silent process behind almost every chronic disease. You wake up tired, even though you technically slept. Your body hurts for no particular reason. You feel anxious more often than before, maybe a little depressed, or perhaps just generally unwell for no discernible reason. You can't think clearly as well as you used to. You feel exhausted by 2 p.m. Your digestion isn't what it used to be, and you catch colds more frequently than the people around you, and so you begin to rationalize away all these little annoyances: stress, getting older, poor diet, poor sleep, etc. But maybe, just maybe, it's something else. From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief with Chloe, August 25th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from the Forbidden Files. Next. Second, from New Atlas. World's first laser beam mosquito shooter is now available to buy. This personal air defense system that tracks and shoots mosquitoes with a blue laser is officially available now. The runaway crowdfunding hit has been scaled up by its makers and is available for pre-order from the company Photon Matrix's website. Tags: mosquito camping, outdoors and camping, portable, laser pests, consumer electronics. Up next. Third, from New Atlas. Claude will now watermark all content generated using its tools. Roughly 3/4 of newly published web pages now carry some machine-written text, according to a 2025 RF's analysis of around 900,000 pages. This figure doesn't account for offline documents. It also only covers text. Generative AI now produces music, illustrations, software, photographs, and increasingly convincing video. The problem is that much of it is becoming difficult to distinguish from human-created work, raising transparency and security concerns. Category: AI and humanoids. Technology tags: Claude, Anthropic, artificial intelligence. And then, fourth, from Phys.org. Process doubles the size of Phos molecules, making them easy to destroy. The new method comes from a single lab study that tested the process on several common Phos compounds and measured how quickly they broke down afterward. Researchers attached a small linker molecule that essentially doubles the Phos chain, turning the stubborn carbon fluorine backbone into a bulkier structure that water and heat can attack more easily. In the experiments, the modified Phos degraded to harmless fragments within hours under conditions that normally leave the original chemicals untouched for years. The paper reports consistent results across 3 different Phos types, so the effect isn't limited to one outlier. Because the approach relies on a straightforward chemical reaction, mixing the Phos with a cheap reagent at modest temperature, it could be scaled up without exotic equipment. The authors note, however, that they've only demonstrated it in the lab. Real world testing in contaminated soil or water is the next step. Bottom line: early evidence suggests we now have a practical way to grow these forever chemicals into something the environment can actually digest, but we still need field trials before it becomes a good cleanup tool. Next. Fifth, from Phys.org. Hotel stigma may drive Chinese hospitality graduates away from careers. Research published in the International Journal of Environment and Sustainable Development analyzed interviews with more than 300 Chinese hotel interns to examine how perceptions of hotel work affect whether graduates pursue a career in the industry. The findings suggest that negative perceptions deter graduate interns from pursuing careers in hospitality. Up next. Sixth, from Phys.org. Access to bilingual education lags behind in Andalusia's rural areas, study reveals. Over the past 2 decades, bilingual education programs have significantly expanded within the Spanish education system with the aim of improving foreign language learning, primarily English, while making it more accessible for all. Although more and more schools are offering bilingual education, they are unevenly distributed across the country, generating inequalities among students. And then, seventh, from Science Alert. Can Alzheimer's spread through blood transfusions? Here's what we know. Alzheimer's has long been recognized as a sporadic condition influenced by factors such as age, genetics, and lifestyle, but scientists don't think that's the only way the disease emerges. In recent years, researchers have suggested Alzheimer's may also spread through infection, which might somehow be transmitted like a pathogen, ultimately manifesting in the disease. Next. Eighth, from Science Alert. Common daily vitamin linked to 13% cognitive boost in early dementia, study shows. For anybody with a loved one experiencing dementia or Alzheimer's, news of prospective drug treatments failing or producing mixed results is a cause for concern. But emerging evidence gives reasons for hope too, with research suggesting a common vitamin supplement may have a promising effect on patients with signs of early dementia, and it's a cheap daily pill that's available to anybody. Up next. Ninth, from Everything is Amazing. Trust yourself and sit on it. Hi, this is Everything is Amazing, a newsletter about using curiosity to tune out clickbait, remember what really matters, and just occasionally be the very best carrot you can be. This is just a quick update before the next full edition comes your way, and the reason is GNNNNI. And then, 10th, from A Second Opinion. What 5 Salmon Taught Me. Halfway through a 6-day journey down Idaho's middle fork of the Salmon River, my wife Tracy and I were hiking above Loon Creek when someone stopped. In a clear pool 40 feet below us, 5 enormous Chinook salmon held almost motionless in the current. They had traveled hundreds of miles from the Pacific Ocean, navigating 8 major dams and climbing thousands of feet to return to the cold mountain waters where their lives began. Those 5 fish brought the lessons of the week into focus. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.